Well, you'll take the bus back to the coast if you don't hurry up. I'm getting indigestion from this office.
All right, all right. You can't spare a minute of your wasted life for this woman, can you?
Mrs. Levy indicated the loudly snoring Miss Trixie. She shook Miss Trixie's shoulder.
I'm going, darling. Everything is going to be fine. I've spoken to Mr. Gonzalez, and he's delighted to see you again.
Quiet,
Miss Trixie ordered. Her teeth snapped menacingly.
Come on before I have to take you to get a rabies shot,
Mr. Levy said angrily and grabbed his wife through her fur coat.
Just look at this place.
A gloved hand gestured to the dingy office furniture, to the warped floors, to the crepe paper streamers still hanging from the days when I.J. Riley was custodian of the files, to Mr. Zalatimo, who was kicking at the wastebasket in alphabetical frustration.
Sad, sad. A business down the drain, unhappy young idealist stooping to forgery to get even.
Get out of here, you people!
Miss Trixie snarled, slapping her palm on the desk.
Listen to the conviction in that voice,
Mrs. Levy said proudly as her round, furry figure was being hauled through the door.
I've worked a miracle.
The door closed and Mr. Zalatimo came over to Miss Trixie, absently scratching himself. He tapped her on the shoulder and asked,
Say, lady, maybe you can help me out with this. What would you say comes first, Willis or Williams?
Miss Trixie glared at him for a moment. Then she sank her teeth into his hand. In the factory, Mr. Gonzalez heard Mr. Zalatimo screaming. He didn't know whether to desert the seared Mr. Palermo and see what had happened, or stay in the factory, where the workers had begun dancing with one another under the loudspeakers. Levy Pants demanded a lot of a person. In the sports car, as they drove through the salt marshes that led back to the coast, Mrs. Levy, pulling her blowing fur up closer around her neck, said,
I'm establishing a foundation.
I see. Suppose Abelman's lawyer gets the money out of us.
He won't. The young idealist is trapped, she said calmly. A police record inciting a riot? His character references will stink.
Oh. Suddenly you agree that your young idealist is a criminal.
He obviously was all alone.
But you wanted to get your hands on Miss Trixie.
That's right.
Well, there will be no foundation.
Susan and Sandra will hate to know that your bum's attitude toward the world almost ruined them, that because you won't even take the time to supervise your own company, we have somebody suing us for $500,000. The girls will really resent that. The least that you've always given them has been material comfort. Susan and Sandra will hate to know that they could have ended up as prostitutes or worse.
They might at least have made some money at it. As it is, they're all for free.
Please, Gus, not another word. Even my brutalized spirit has some sensitivity left. I can't let you slander my girls like that.
Mrs. Levy sighed contentedly.
This Abelman business is the most dangerous of all your mistakes and errors and evasions through the years. The girls' hair will curl when they read of it. Of course, I won't frighten them if you don't want me to,